Welcome to Betrayal Trauma Recovery, BTR.org. I'm Anne. I'm sure you remember what it was like when you were searching for help, maybe for your husband, hoping to find the right program or therapist. That's why I started podcasting. I supported my husband through 7 years of pornography addiction recovery, and not one therapist during that time told me I was experiencing emotional and psychological abuse and sexual coercion. I didn't want any other woman on the planet to be in the dark. If you're like me, one simple, anonymous way to help spread the word is to click follow or subscribe on your favorite podcasting app. While you're there, every 5-star rating also makes this podcast more visible and will help save other women from getting the wrong kind of help, like a couple program that'll make this type of abuse worse. If you've already purchased a copy of my book, Trauma Mama Husband Drama, please circle back and give it a 5-star rating. A lot of women are searching for books about betrayal trauma, and rating Trauma Mama will help them find this podcast, which is free to everyone. If you're like the majority of my listeners, you're experiencing the type of abuse that's invisible and difficult to wrap your head around. Your husband is using porn or having affairs or lying to you, and you're getting the same bad advice about how to improve communication or your relationship. If you need real support, check out our daily group session schedule at btr.org. We'd love to see you in a session today. It'll just be me today. So many of you have listened to the podcast for a long time, and you took the Living Free workshop when we used to run it live. There were several issues with the live version. One of them was it was in 4 parts, and so people missed a part and they got behind. I decided that we were going to do it online. Let me give you some background on Living Free. I developed the strategies in Living Free and the message workshop as I was attempting to deliver myself and my children from my abusive ex. I had been divorced and he was still being emotionally and psychologically abusive, like post-divorce for 8 years. My life was very difficult every single day. I lost a big court case to him. He got more custody. I mean, things were just hard. He was counter-parenting. He was canceling my kids' medical appointments. He wasn't paying half of what he was supposed to pay from the divorce decree. When we were married, so those of you who are married, he was difficult the whole time, but I didn't realize it. Like, I thought back then that boundaries meant telling him very clearly how upset I was with his behavior and maybe giving him like an hour-long lecture, which didn't help me be any safer. He never changed his behavior. We'd go to a lot of therapy. We'd do a lot of pornography addiction recovery stuff. So that didn't help. As I started BTR, I started thinking, like, how do we really genuinely get to safety? Like, what is the path? Anytime any woman who is experiencing emotional and psychological abuse and sexual coercion, if her husband's using pornography or if he's having affairs, and you try to go like the therapy route or the pornography addiction recovery route, over the years, dealing with thousands of women that come to BTR and just my experience helping people, that doesn't tend to get us to safety. In fact, we end up being more and more unsafe, especially because we've been vulnerable with someone who's just weaponizing our emotions against us. So as I've been the executive director at BTR for 8 years, I've been podcasting forever, I was like, we need like clear action steps and they need to work. So we ran Living Free for a couple of years live, and I found that live, it was really hard for people to understand the concepts. When I decided to change Living Free into like a video workshop, it was really nice to be able to film the scenarios so that you could see it. In the new Living Free workshop, there are examples of men who will have the same facial expressions that your husband is giving you. So you're actually able to see the concepts and process them a little bit better. Those of you who've been waiting, thank you so much for waiting patiently. I wanted to get it right. The other thing I wanted to do was make sure that the concepts worked. So over the years, as women have practiced these strategies, we've kept in touch with them, right? I've made sure to talk to them in person. I've made sure to see, like, did it work? Did it help you get to safety? And all the reports back are that the concepts are amazing and that the strategies work. Same thing with the message workshop. I worked with women over 2 years, personally writing their messages, helping them so that we could see, does this work? Yes, it does. I know it works. Any effort that we take to get to safety is awesome. We're resisting abuse. We could resist it in ways that are effective. We can resist it in ways that aren't effective. But resistance in and of itself is great. And then as we try to think, like, how can I resist abuse more effectively? That's where Living Free and Message Workshop come into play. In the upcoming months, I'm going to have the women who I helped write their messages on the podcast so that you can listen to their stories and listen to the experiences that they had. It was an incredible time to be with them on their journey to safety. They were traumatized by the messages they received. I sort of got secondary trauma from being like, wow, like, how are we really going to get you to safety? So it was through their help that we developed this. And so many women are so brave to experiment, to try new things. It wasn't really that hard for the women who I helped to be willing to be sort of test cases for the message workshop and the Living Free workshop, because they'd already tried everything else. They'd tried everything the therapist had told them. They had tried everything that clergy had told them. And there wasn't really anything else to try. This is that. It's totally different than anything you've ever heard before because it's strategic. I did it with myself and my kids, and now we are completely delivered from my ex, and I did it out of court. But we do know it works better than anything else. The other issue is that whenever any woman starts to make her way to safety, the abuser is not going to like it. So no matter what type of strategy you use to resist abuse, the abuse will escalate slightly. The only way it doesn't escalate is if you're not actually getting to safety. Like if he feels like, oh, this is the same thing, I'm still able to exploit her, then it's not going to escalate that much because you're not actually getting safe. He's still actually just exploiting you. So for a lot of women who think like, he's not so bad, he's really good, and then they keep having things happen over and over, and then we start using the Living Free and Message Workshop strategies, they do see a bit of escalation because he's like, wait, I actually can't exploit her anymore. The women feel better because they're actually getting to safety. But it is kind of a delicate dance at that point to continue to use those safety strategies through that phase until he finally is just like, oh, I'm never going to be able to exploit her again. These strategies can be used while you're still married. They can be used after divorce. They can be used while you're separated. And the good news is they're all in line with just general good person principles. So they're kind. I want to put kind in quotes. They don't involve violence. They don't involve behavior that society in general would frown upon. It's all upstanding behavior. If you have in writing, or if they recorded it, or if they somehow documented it, you would look great in court. So that's also really cool. I so appreciate your patience. I know so many of you have been waiting for this. I just wanted to get it right. And so that's why it took so long. It mattered to me that they were tested. It mattered to me that they were proven. It mattered to me that they would actually work. I know the principles are correct and true principles. My job is to educate you in a way that makes sense. And then there's the second part, which is application. The application is where it always gets tricky because it might be different for everyone in their own situation. Application with any principle is an experiment. As you enroll in the Living Free workshop, as you enroll in the message workshops, just so you can have a base understanding of these safety strategies, keep in mind that the way you apply it is going to make a difference. And if you're having trouble applying it in a way that's working, then please schedule a session with one of our coaches. Coach Maddie and Coach Brianna are specifically trained to help people with their messages, and then any of the coaches can help with the strategies in Living Free. If you have enrolled in the Living Free workshop and you'd like to come on the podcast to share your experience, or if you enroll and you have questions and you want to talk to me about it, I would love to talk to you about it on the podcast so that we can kind of keep an open discussion about how to apply it and learn as a group as you guys start applying this stuff. So please email my assistant at podcast@btr.org if you'd like to talk about it on air with other people and I can answer your questions. We can talk about your specific situation, enroll, and then email her at podcast@btr, and then we can talk on air, and that will help everybody. You can go to btr.org/workshops to get more information, and I cannot wait for you guys to enroll. You'll love it. I also want to talk about social media. When I started BTR, I was like crying in my basement. I just felt so much pain and I was so scared and so worried and I didn't really know what to do. Now, in the process of the last 8 years, I've become an expert on emotional abuse through reading and studying, but also applying the principles to my own life, delivering myself and my kids from the abuse, experimenting. It's been so fun to help the other women with their messages. I decided, okay, I'm going to be the one that does the social media videos and I'm going to start posting. It's hard. Like, I've never like been interested in like personal, like, I don't want to post about what I ate for breakfast. That just doesn't interest me. I don't want to share like stuff I'm doing personally in my life. Like, I went to my son's soccer game or something. I also don't love like the thought of some kind of like popularity contest. This is like serious stuff. But the more I thought about it, I realized like I want to reach women who need help. That's what I've always wanted to do for the last 8 years. Like, it is my personal mission to make sure that every single woman who cannot figure out what's going on, who is praying, who is concerned, who is thinking like, what therapist do I go to, or what program can I get for my husband? Like, how can I heal my marriage? That they get correct information about what's actually going on. My heart is heavy thinking about all the incorrect information floating around about emotional and psychological abuse, and especially sexual coercion, especially when it comes to the pornography addiction recovery community and couple therapy community, and how they approach this in a way that they just do not recognize the abuse. So I'm on social media doing these videos. If you're on social media and you wouldn't mind following and sharing the stuff, I would appreciate it. If not, that totally makes sense. Social media kind of stresses me out. It's a little bit scary, but it has been an awesome opportunity to interact with women all over the world and hear their stories. It's very humbling to know that there are just so many women who need help. I'm grateful that you found BTR. I'm grateful when any woman shares the message of truth about abuse, about how abusive pornography addiction or pornography use in a marriage is, so that we collectively can reduce the amount of suffering to women throughout the world. I would love to save marriages. I would love to make families whole. I used to refer to some men's programs for abusers. Then when I saw like the aftermath of it, it was, they weren't solving that root cause of his abuse. And in so many cases, the men were weaponizing the stuff they learned in these programs. It just became more and more clear that it's just too dangerous. In Living Free, you'll see that like if a man wants to change, this is what he'll do. And you can see it in Living Free really, really clearly. He will, of his own free will, take action. After 8 years of witnessing women and talking to them about how did it go in this men's program? How did it go in this type of therapy? How did it go? Usually at first they think it's great. Usually at first they're like, oh, it worked really, really well. And then I talk to them a year later and they're like, oh my word, I didn't know he was still lying to me. Like, the therapist said that I could trust him and I couldn't. Or in some cases he did a polygraph and he passed the polygraph, but they still felt uncomfortable, and then later found out that he can lie really well because he passed the polygraph, but he was still lying. Because women's emotional and psychological safety is my absolute top priority, I just don't recommend men's programs anymore. It's just not something that I think a victim of abuse should ever even have to consider, rather than think about how can I help my husband be a better person. Really need to focus on their emotional and psychological and sexual safety. Hopefully, as a result of her getting to safety, she can observe from a safe distance and he will realize he wants to change. That is the best case scenario. And as described in Lundy Bancroft's book and The Verbally Abusive Relationship and like basically all really solid abuse books, that's the only route. I wish there was another one. I really do. I mean, I tried to figure it out for a few years. I did. I thought, can a program do this? I tested it out. It didn't. And I feel bad about that. But probably all of you were curious too, right? All of us were. You know, if I could go back in time, I was hoping so much for a program to save my family. And now I don't think that ever would have existed. And then the second hope is I hope that he figures it out. Because when it comes to these behaviors, like don't lie to your wife is pretty low bar. It drives me crazy when people are like, oh, well, you've just set the bar too high. All men use porn. And if you want to be married, then you kind of have to like deal with abuse. I don't think that's the case. I don't think all men are abusive. I don't think it's too high of a bar to expect that your husband doesn't lie to your face. I don't think it's too high of a bar that you expect your husband genuinely cares about you and that he's not just manipulating you to exploit you. I mean, that's the very lowest bar. To think that these men haven't heard it somewhere before, like church or therapy or, you know, their work sexual harassment training. Really? Do we really think these men are that ignorant? And if they are, like, you see the concern there. I've been thinking a lot about how, at least in my faith, they would for sure be like, okay, if he doesn't treat you well, if he lies to you, if he uses porn, do not date him anymore. Break up. But then if you're married to him, then they don't give the same advice. They're like, well, he's a good guy and he's trying to get help or he's going to get better. I'm wondering why the difference in counsel between pre-marriage and after marriage. It's mind-boggling to me. Before married, if you said, does this guy know that lying is wrong? They'd be like, well, if he doesn't know it's wrong or if he knows it's wrong and he does it anyway, you should not date him anymore. But after marriage, like, oh, he didn't learn that anywhere. No one's ever told him that lying is bad, so he needs to go to a program. That's just not true. He for sure knows. And he's choosing to do it in order to be able to exploit you. These issues are complex. They are long-term. I feel like the strategies in the BTR Living Free workshop and the message workshop really accurately describe what's happening and will give you actual action steps that work, that don't put you in danger, and that also leave space for him to change. They leave space to just observe to see, does he want this? Is this the kind of lifestyle that he wants? That was one of the things that was, I think, the hardest for me was when I was observing from a distance. And I mean, at first I thought, somebody needs to tell him he doesn't know. After a while, I thought, of course he knows, because he would act so awesome sometimes. So he knows what to do. He just doesn't want to lose his exploitative privilege. It was heartbreaking to watch him continue to make those choices as I was waiting for him to make different choices, which he didn't make. So I ended up divorced and then being abused for 8 years after. But I have heard stories of people who use these strategies and then he realizes, which is cool. But neither of those scenarios involves trying to get him in a program or trying to like help him change. Both of those scenarios center on a woman who is getting to safety, emotional and psychological safety, period. So those workshops give those action steps, very clear step. I also did the meditation workshop because there were so many times where I was so stressed out. I was crying and I couldn't stop, or I couldn't really feel anything. And the meditation workshop helps women feel peace and loved immediately when they need comfort and they can't get comfort any other way. That is also available through btr.org/meditation. Anyway, sorry, just a lot of information today, but I've had so much going on. I've been so busy for the last 3 or 4 years developing these things, testing them, trying them out with women. And I'm really tired, actually. I'm really tired. If you've been listening for a while and you're so inclined, I would appreciate your prayers especially as I like embark on new things like social media, and I'm almost done with my book. It's been a hard road, and I'm really tired. And as much as I want to rest, like the second I hear a woman in need, or I get a message on social media, or someone emails, or I find out that someone that I know in real life is going through this, then like my exhaustion sort of like gets set aside. And I think, how could I not help? There's no way. There's no way I could see a woman in pain and in need who needs these strategies and not be there. And because I can't help everybody personally, that's why I developed the workshops. And that's also why we have coaches here. They're so well trained. They are incredible because I cannot be everywhere at once. I wish I could be, though. I'm just, of course, exhausted. I think you're probably exhausted, too. Abuse has a way of doing that. As much as it's very energizing to help abuse victims, it's also just exhausting to be dealing with abuse all the time. So thank you so much for your prayers. Thank you so much for your well wishes and your support. It has meant so much to me over the years. I am here. I am working hard. I will continue to work hard. I'm so, so glad that Living Free and Message Workshops have finally launched. I'm so glad to finally have the energy, even though I'm exhausted, to do social media. I don't know. I wouldn't be here and I wouldn't have learned these things and I wouldn't have had the time or the ability to learn these strategies and then also like experiment with them with women had you not supported BTR by listening. So thank you. One of the main ways that you can help get the word out is just by following the podcast. Just click follow on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. That helps a ton. Sharing social media. If you feel like I do and you don't want any other woman to suffer, those are really good ways to help out. I love your comments. It's not often that I like fish for validation, I guess, but I could really use your prayers right now. I've been in really tough spots before. It's you, the listeners, the BTR community who have got me through it. Like you tell me or you tell the coaches, like it was BTR that helped me get through this hard time. You helped me get through the hard time of being on the front lines every day, interacting with women all over the world who are going through this. It's such an honor to be on these front lines and to hear your stories, to sit with you in the pain. I am so honored to know you. I'm honored that you listen. And I'm so grateful that we work together to make this world a better place. Thank you so much. If this podcast is helpful to you, please help us reach other women by pushing that follow or subscribe button and giving us a 5-star rating. Thank you for helping get the word out. Your donations keep this podcast going. Go to our website, btr.org, scroll to the bottom, click on Support the BTR Podcast. And until next week, stay safe out there.